Rex Latford here with another Day Page and a look at today's headlines. The Obama distraction from the economic destruction of the NSA scandal continues to seize the top spot in the headlines today. That would be the war on Syria and the squabble with Russia and the American people about how to proceed. Actually, I don't like reiterating this sad state of affairs because it is such a distraction and such a psyop. It's just another drain on the American people and the economy. The New York Times reports that both sides are digging into the gun battle, and it seems as though both sides are still getting it wrong. Meanwhile, criminals continue to have easy access to guns and couldn't care less about what laws are passed. Duh, that's why they call them criminals. Now those on both sides of the dumb debate are preparing for electoral contests in at least six states. It's still raining in Colorado, and that's news because folks from the general area of Colorado Springs north to Denver and further north to the Wyoming state line have experienced flooding on a scale that statistically can only happen once every 500 years. Many thousands of cars and homes and businesses have been destroyed. Quaint towns like Monument and Boulder have suffered damage that will leave scars for a very long time. And speaking of fluid, it's time for a salute to coffee to you, our dear listener, and all the folks here at InfoWeb Broadcast Center this Monday morning. We'll hoist our thermos high. Needed that. In the sort of good news department, teenagers are said to be exercising more while consuming less sugar and eating more fruits and vegetables. But what does that really mean when teenagers are also said to be falling short of the national goal of a minimum of 1 hour of exercise per day? And then there's the racial divide. Black and Hispanic adolescents lag behind whites in almost every measure of progress, it says, even after researchers claim to have taken into account socioeconomic factors. I wonder how they did that. That is a story unto itself, methinks. Well, in order to demonstrate its relevancy this morning, the New York Times published an op-ed titled How to Fall in Love with Math. Actually, math is terribly important and one area hard hit by the dumbing down of America. Still, if you can fall in love with it, well, go for it. Not my bag, as we used to say. Well, they've started raising that cruise liner that sank on Italy's coast back in 2012, apparently because the captain was drunk. The operation began this morning. A 921-foot vessel, stuck on two granite reefs 20 months ago, 32 people were killed. The ship weighs 114,500 tons and has now cost $799 million in salvage costs just to get to the start of the salvage. That's the high cost of low living. And that's another Day Page. Join me again tomorrow for another turn of the Day Page at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb. Bye for now.